It's Tuesday, October 21st, 2014, and here are the stories we're covering this week. The BBC will be exposing articles removed from Google by the Right to be Forgotten rule. Smart meters can be hacked to reduce your utility bill. Offline access to internet content is coming to areas of the world with no internet access. And a proof-of-concept worm has demonstrated that an attacker could take control of home data storage. These stories are coming right up. Don't go anywhere.
Good news!
Operation Christmas Child is one of the great stories. It's unfolding in our lifetime.
We are only seeing just the beginning of this project. And these children will change the world.
The BBC is to publish a continually updated list of its articles removed from Google under the controversial Right to be Forgotten rule. The ruling allows people to ask Google to remove some types of information about them from its search index. But editorial policy head David Jordan told a public meeting hosted by Google that the BBC felt some of its articles had been wrongly hidden. Mr. Jordan claims that the BBC had so far been notified of 46 links to articles that had been removed. In the next few weeks, the BBC will begin publishing the list of removed URLs it has been notified about by Google. Mr. Jordan said greater care should be given to the public's right to remember. Many utility companies are installing remote meters to help customers monitor and manage their power use and help them be more energy efficient. Javier Vidal is an independent researcher who, along with Alberto Ilera, has found flaws in the smart meters. He says, "We took them apart to see how they work." What he found has raised some concerns at the utility companies. Smart meters can be hacked to underreport energy use. This essentially means, with a little know-how and very little scruples, you could effectively cut your electricity bill. Attackers could use what the pair found to underreport energy use or to get someone else to pay their bills by using their ID and messages sent back to the nodes that log usage. With more work, researchers claim it might be possible to find a way to seek out meters and cut off the power that they are supplying. Essentially, the warning is that poorly protected credentials inside the devices could let attackers take control of the gadgets. The utility company that deployed the meters are now improving the device's security to help protect its network. Can an entire library be put in your pocket? Most people would say yes. All you need is a mobile phone with access to the internet. But what about for the many people in the world that lack internet connectivity? The answer can still be yes, according to Saeed Karim, who explained the nature of his company, OuterNet, at TED Global. The business aims to address the fact that about two-thirds of the world's population has no internet access. He told the BBC, "When you talk about the internet, you talk about two main functions, communication and information access. It's the communication part that makes it so expensive. So, OuterNet focuses instead on information. The project aims to create a core archive of the world's most valuable knowledge culled from websites including Wikipedia and Project Gutenberg, a collection of copyright-free ebooks. This would be updated on roughly a monthly basis. It would also provide more time-sensitive content, including news bulletins and disaster alerts that could be updated several times an hour. All this information would then be broadcast via satellites and picked up by equipment on the ground, which in turn creates Wi-Fi hotspots, allowing the data to be accessed by individual smartphones and computers. A small village in Central Africa, for example," Mr. Karim said, "one hotspot could provide dozens of books and other information to 300 people living close by." Mr. Karim said the system was currently capable of broadcasting 200 megabytes of data per day, but his intention is to increase that to 100 gigabytes or more. He said, "We want to use as much existing technology and repurpose it a bit so that people buy as little stuff as possible." Mark Newman from the technology research firm Ovum believes the idea to be an interesting one, but expresses concern over literacy issues. He says, "Delivery by audio rather than text would be something to look at, but that would use up more data. While companies like Facebook hope to bring the internet to these areas, Mr. Karim believes that broadcasting data offline could be a better way to bypass censorship and distribute knowledge. We checked, and his conviction is legit. OuterNet even allows you to download the entire archive directly from their website, outernet.is. A malicious worm that can roam the net seeking data stored on insecure hardware has been created by a security researcher. The proof-of-concept worm was written to illustrate how vulnerable these data stores are to malicious attack. The worm can exploit the many bugs researcher Jacob Holcomb found in popular home data systems. Already, he said, there was evidence cyber criminals had noticed how easy it was to exploit these data stores. Mr. Holcomb started to work on the worm after carrying out a series of tests on network-attached storage, NAS systems, made by 10 separate manufacturers. Many people connect to these devices to give family members a place to put important files such as photos and films, or to act as a backup against other gadgets. Some home routers can also connect to hard drives to turn them into NAS-type devices. Mr. Holcomb's investigation revealed 30 separate undocumented vulnerabilities in the NAS devices. Many of these, if exploited, would give an attacker complete control over a device, letting them plunder the data on it, or use it in a way to get at other devices in that home network and spy on what people did online. Most of the exploitable products he found were in the web-based interface typically used to administer these devices. All your tech news with a slight Linux bias, visit the Category5.tv newsroom at newsroom.category5.tv. For the Category5.tv newsroom, I'm Sasha Dermatis.